Hello, VoiceTubers. How's it going? Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. This is Sean, and it's nice to hear from you guys again. Today's video is about the most common snack in the world, or you can say the most popular snack in the world, potato chip. Actually, before this video, I didn't know that potato chip is an accidental invention. So, if you like potato chip, you have to know this interesting story of potato chip. Anyway, my favorite flavor is salt and vinegar, which I think is not a very trendy or common flavor in Taiwan. So, what about you guys? What is your favorite brand or favorite flavor potato chip? So let me know down the comment, and let's move on to our sentence today. When French fries made their way to America, they soon became a restaurant mainstay. Many restaurants served fries as their signature dish. Believe it or not, they were once considered very hoity-toity. When French fries made their way to America, they soon became a restaurant mainstay. Many restaurants served fries as their signature dish. Believe it or not, they were once considered very hoity-toity. All right, let's move on to our vocabularies. 第一个单字是 mainstay。Mainstay， 那这个 mainstay 它当作名词来使用，它有支柱或者是以什么为主要的依靠。你可以说 The manufacturing industry is the mainstay of the country's economy. 制造业是这个国家的经济支柱。那再来一样是前面有 main 的单字，是 mainstream。Mainstream， 那其实这个单字它也可以当成名词，那主要我们会用它来当作形容词比较多。那它是指的是思维或是思想，甚至是信念上的主流。For example, he designed something different from most mainstream products for the company. 那他为公司设计出与主流商品不同的产品。那接下来是 mainspring， 那这个字它当作名词来使用，它意思是主要原因或是主要动力。你可以说 his work used to be the mainspring of his life， 那他的工作曾经是他生活的主要动力。接下来这个单字是 serve。那 serve 这个字它当动词的时候其实有很多不同的意思，除了提供食物或是饮料之外，它有招待服务或是为谁工作或甚至是发球的意思。比如说 The recipe she gave me will serve 3 to 4 people， 那她给我的食谱是3到4人份的。那这边的 serve 其实就是提供的意思。那再来是 he served in the military for 4 years， 那他曾经在军队里面服役了4年。那这个 serve 他翻成的是服役的意思，但其实他是工作，就是他在军队里面工作的意思。再来另外一个意思是 are you being served madam， 啊，这位女士你有被服务生招待了吗？有服务生招待您了吗？那再来是刚有讲到的 serve 有发球的意思。 For example, you can say It's your turn to serve the ball， 那轮到你发球了。好，以上就是 serve 的4种用法，提供给大家参考。那再来是 service， 那 service 就当作名词来使用，它有服务、效劳或是帮助的意思。 You should leave a generous tip for his good service， 那因为他的良好服务，你应该给他留给他不错的小费。再来是 signature， signature。 那 signature 它有签名或是识别标志的意思，比如说 signature tune。 那 signature tune 其实就是主题音乐，或是我们常说的片头曲或是片尾曲的意思。那另外一个意思是签名，例如 I need your signature on this document， 那这份文件需要你的签名。再来是 sign， 那 sign 如果当成名词的话，它有记号、标志或是招牌的意思。你可以说 you shouldn't smoke here， there's a sign says no smoking， 你不能在这边抽烟，那边有禁止吸烟的告示。接下来是 signal， 那 signal 这边当名词，它有信号或是暗号的意思。You should stop when the signal's red， 那当信号是红灯时，你应该停下来。再来最后一组单字是 hoity-toity， 那 hoity-toity 它这个字当作形容词来使用，它有傲慢的或是轻浮的意思。 That boy is very hoity-toity，No wonder he has no friends。 那个男孩非常的傲慢，难怪他没有什么朋友。那再来是 cocky， 那 cocky 一样有骄傲的或是傲慢的意思，主要就是指这个人太过自信。比如说 I can't stand with someone who is very cocky， 那我无法忍受有人 很骄傲或是很有自信。再来是 impudent， 那 impudent 你可以说 It's very impudent of her to answer her teacher like that， 那她那样回答老师很无理，那就是无理的或是厚颜无耻的都可以使用这个单字 impudent。 Alright, that's all for our pronunciation challenge and I'll see you next time. Bye!